Good morning. What is today? Today is January 16th, Thursday, 2020. And welcome to the Apochley podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Oh, this fucking idiot. Oh my god. Did you just want to cause an accident or what? Fucking, oh my god. This guy's so fucking stupid. What's his fucking problem? Wow. Hate people. He just literally turned into me. Like nothing. Like, how stupid can you be? You idiot. You stupid. Why do people do that? Like, he literally turned into me, like... Oh, my God. People are so stupid today. Oh, my God. They almost crashed in front of me, just barely. Because these idiots are impatient. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's the big hurry? Like, where do you have to be? Like, do you love that? Is your job more important than around here? That you have to get to work? You know, it's your fucking money. You know, oh, I gotta get there because it's my money. I gotta get there as soon as possible to get my money. You know, like, there's not many situations that would cause, you know, that would merit causing a fucking accident. You fucking idiot. That's literally almost two accidents within two minutes of this episode. And it was just because of stupid, fucking patient people. Like, they literally had to wait two more seconds. Like, I would have passed my guy, like, in 2 seconds. And he just, whoop, just, like, made me, like, brake check right away. Like, I don't know, it's too early for this shit, and I'm tired, and I don't want to be going to work, and dealing with these fucking idiots makes me want to strangle someone. Fucking retards. Can't even say that word anymore. It feels, like, so appropriate right now. I can't stand stupid people. It's just so annoying. Like, I know I'm stupid people, too. But there's stupid people who are very stupid, you know. And what can you do? What can you do? And then in this one, they, you know, made a left-hand turn, went to the medium lane. But there was already two cars there. So what they did instead is, instead of going into the medium lane, they just went straight into the eastbound lane. So it's like the guy in front of me has to literally brake check, you know, the last second to prevent an accident, you know. And if me or this other driver were distracted, that would have been an accident, as I almost witnessed another accident right here on the westbound lane, because the guy needed to turn right into the gas station, and the impatient big-ass semi-truck swerved last second into the next lane because I guess they weren't paying attention that the guy needed to make a right-hand turn. So it's like, fuck, now I remember, like, this was around the time when I got into my fucking last accident. When that fucking idiot ran into the back of my car like a fucking bitch. And I'm sick of rat soup eating motherfuckers trying to take my energy, trying to fuck me in life. So far, I've survived and everything's been good. These people are so stupid. What's this guy tailgating me for? I swear, this is not my day. It's not a good day so far. No lunch. I really need to get a good housewife to make me some good lunches for work. You know what I'm saying? It's getting kind of frustrating grown up being catered to by a homemaker and being used to, you know, having a loving, genuinely loving mother, you know, and homemaker to come home to, you know, and on the other hand, you know, having to do all the shit yourself, you know, it's very hard to live up to a mother's love, you know, and I know they're out there, you know, a lot of the good ones, you know, they're gems, you know, that's the game, you know, they're hidden away, you know, they stay, they stay hidden away in family trees, family branches, family basements. But you know how things are. Incredible. Wow. I just really hate my life. I don't want to be here. I got constituted to work a late shift from 3 to 8 p.m. tomorrow in a position I don't really care for because it's just a bunch of redundant stat. It's just stuff I don't want to deal with, quite honestly. But you know, at least it's just for 5 hours. You know, I can push through. But it's it sucks because I'm pretty much dying around 5 p.m. You know, and it's gonna be till 8, probably 8:30, which means it's not going to be a good experience. So, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how that's going to turn out with the audiobook running in the background. I kind of wanted to do a test. It was what I was listening to before I started doing the podcast. So, I wanted to see how it would sound like if it was in the background. You know, I know I don't have that many listeners as it stands right now, so I figured it wouldn't be too big of an issue to test out. But yeah, it's a busy day today. It looks like a lot of, you know, cars that are seemingly in a hurry. A lot of 37 degrees temperatures, and yeah, I'm looking forward to the end of this Day weekend. I think we have Martin Luther King off now. There was a time where we had Pioneer Day off, and I think now we're not going to have Pioneer Day off. We're going to have Martin Luther King Day off. And a lot of my white college, so that's kind of remarkable, right? A lot of my white colleagues were legitimately upset because of the change. You know, essentially you get the same amount of days off, right? But, you know, I guess maybe my colleagues are part of the Mormon tradition, you know, which has a big part in the Pioneer Day tradition here in Utah, which is a Utah holiday only, I believe. So we used to have that day off since we are here in the corporate office in Salt Lake City, Utah, you know, so it makes sense that we'd have a Utah holiday off as part of our benefits package. However, well, where was I going with this? Sorry, I got distracted by checking out the road. Oh, it's a pretty lady. Hey, pretty mama. Yeah, so they were angry because of the fact that, you know, now they have Martin Luther King's Day off instead of Pioneer Day. So it's essentially the same amount of time, you know, you have off every year, but now you have a different day off. So I don't know. I could see the, if you're trying to make the point, you know, that summer day off is more valuable than a winter day off, then I can see the point and I can definitely agree with you. However, if you, holy crap, sky is coming from west side, Park City Plumbing. That's funny. Looks like he's catering directly to the rich people here in Utah. But yeah, if you're trying to make the argument that summer day off is more valuable than a winter day off, there you go. But, you know, if it's merely because of the tradition, do you mean you don't care about black people? Like, you don't care about Martin Luther King? Like, it's just stupid. Like, you know, there's countries that literally have entire months off, and, you know, it's just part of their culture, but it's so, like, insane that our culture frowns upon taking days off, taking a rest day, this and that, you know, and it really minimizes the time you actually get off, you know, throughout the year. And I think my company is pretty generous, but I have seen a lot better than mine. And even within my company, it seems like certain people have more benefits than others. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't know if it's a preferential preference, you know, or if it's because certain people You know, I have no clue what the situation is. Yeah, so just trying to think what news things I've read, but to be honest, I have not read anything lately, and I haven't read any news, I guess I should say. I think I will be switching to iPhone. Actually, I'll be getting two phones. I should be. I mean, it's only fair. Yeah, I don't. My manager's been putting off giving me that line, you know, whatever. It's like he gives me all this work but doesn't really give me any perks or benefits or help in maintaining that workload. It's like, come on, I'm doing you a solid. I'm making you look good in front of the executives. This and that. And it's like, you know, can't spare a square. It's just insane to me. Here's a Sigma Network semi-trailer. Holland ass. Holy shit. There's this, on the opposite lane, this guy spraying. I don't know if he's, I think he's cleaning. He's leaving it way clean. But it looked like he was spraying, like, salt. But I guess he was just, like, cleaning the road. And wow, it does look a lot better. That's amazing. Like, the part he went over and the part... Those are some legit street cleaners. Wow. I'm impressed. I've never seen that before. I wish I had a camera to record that. That was impressive. And you could see the distinct line. And what's even more, like, you know that subreddit, Mildly Interesting, or, I don't know the exact subreddit, but, so many cars, can't stand it. Today is a good day. I hope today's a good day. Like, yesterday was surprisingly better than I expected. I got two kudos from people I worked with. You know, one higher up, you know, was awesome. Like, I really appreciate when that happens. And, you know, it's just... causes a lot of cognitive dissonance because it really, you know, it really affects my ego when you have all these people tell me I'm doing a good job, but it's not reinforced with any rewards or pleasures, you know, and I don't want to sound like a glutton or, you know, like unthankful or, you know, but then when you see all this other, inequality and favoritism and you're just not happy about it, you know, and I think I'm paid pocket change compared to the value I bring, and compared to the value some of my other colleagues bring and how much they're paid, you know. I think I'm legitimately doing as much as three other people, you know, and then when you take into account that those three other people are, I'm guessing they're making around maybe $250,000 between the three of them with their seniority and tenure, you know, and the generous raises that they do on a frequent basis. You know, I just made an estimate right there because I'm pretty sure, I don't know for sure, but I have a general idea that, you know, these guys are making maybe around $80,000 a year, maybe more, you know, and they don't bring a lot of value because they don't know much, right? They, in fact, one of them can't do anything complex without having someone hold his hand. So is he really doing the work, or is he just being the... I don't understand, because technically he says he's a level 3 desktop technician. But he frequently asks desktop technician level 2s for assistance. And the bullshit thing about us is we have to do double duty. You know, it's a lot more work. It's a lot more stressful. And I don't ever feel like I have any time to invest in myself. You know, and it takes a toll on me in my work-life balance and my job morale and job satisfaction, to be quite honest with you. But I don't know. I'm hoping today will be a good day. There is no reason why it shouldn't. Got some bittersweet news and assistance today. Was very thankful getting some help financially. And I'm just fucking tired of loans. Like, I need to, I want to be, you know, I want to have some money to be able to sit on, to where, if I need to take a 3-month hiatus, you know, vacation, it's not gonna burden me financially, like, you know, not that I want to take a 3-month, vacation, but if I need to, I'd like to have the financial means to be able to afford to do so. You know, it's all these kids, people, you know, in that are in my situation, you know, besides being born into a different social class with a different skin color, they are automatically afforded certain privileges and certain advantages in life that one, as a first generation immigrant to a poor Mexican family, would never be able to afford. You know, there's a lot of wealthy Mexican families, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot more than not, I guess I should say. But I don't know, I'm going to clock in here, probably head out a little bit for a, I guess, an hour conference by our CEO that, you know, is going to be done in a theater that they rented out for this. So, you know, it's a lot of flex. A lot of flex. We're going through a big change here in the company. New logo, new rebranding. It's going to be great, I think. I don't know. New fonts. It's just crazy seeing all the steps that go into a change like that. But anyways, I finally made it to work. Kind of late, almost dying, almost getting a couple accidents, dealing with lazy, incompetent, bad, idiot, jerk drivers. But without further to say, I do want to thank you for tuning in to the Apochly podcasting experience. Yeah, not much more to say. Have a good day. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.